Let me first, then, from the Z1, give you a description of the Hierophant, who is the chief and most important officer in the Nort-Nort grade of Neophyte. The Hierophant is placed in the east of the temple, on the outer side of the Veil Paroketh, to rule the temple under the presidency of the chiefs. There he fills the place of a lord of the paths of the portal of the vault of the adepts, acting as inductor to the sacred mysteries. Let me interpolate. This is his vital function and the most important role that he performs. He is the inductor to the sacred mysteries. He is the officer who conducts or inducts the candidate to the mysteries of the Golden Dawn. The insignia and symbols of the Hierophant are the throne of the East, that is found in the path of Samach outside the veil, the mantle of bright flame scarlet, bearing a white cross on the left breast, a laman suspended from a white collar, the crown-headed scepter or wand, and above all, the banner of the East. The position of the throne on the path Samach is fitting for the inductor to the mysteries, as they're being placed in that balanced and central position of that path by which alone is safe entrance to the mystical knowledge of the light into Tifareth. Being placed before Paroketh at the point of its rending, it there marks the shining forth of the light through the veil, and that translation of the three supernals to the outer order, which is represented by the red Calvary cross and the white triangle upon the altar. Let me again comment that the symbol of the outer order was the red Calvary cross and the white triangle. The cross is placed above the white triangle. Thus, the station of the Hierophant's throne fitly represents the rising of the Sun of Life and Light upon our order. The robe of scarlet represents the flaming energy of divine light shining forth into infinite worlds. Upon the left breast is a white cross to represent purification unto the light. The scepter, or the wand of the Hierophant, represents the forces of the middle pillar. It is scarlet with gold bands to represent the places of the Sephiroth, Da'ath, Tifareth, and Yesod, the pommel being, of course, in Malkuth. The shaft of the wand represents the paths Gimel, Samach, and Tor, or Tav. The grip by which it is wielded is the path Tav, representing the universe governed by and attracting the forces of the light. The names of the Sephiroth and Paths are not marked thereon, but the Hierophant initiate of the Second Order should remember the sublimity of the symbolism while he wields it. It represents him as touching thereby the divine light of Kether and attracting it through the middle pillar to Malkuth. Let me repeat that, because this idea is one of the most basic ones of the whole order and is the significance to the exercise called the middle pillar technique. It represents him, that is the Hierophant, as touching thereby the divine light of Kether and attracting it through the middle pillar to Malkuth. It is called the scepter of power, and invests him with the power of declaring the temple open or closed in any grade, if time be short. This is done by saying, "By the power in me vested by this scepter, I declare this temple duly opened or closed." This method of opening and closing by scepter should only be used in great emergency where time presses. It should certainly not be used in a ceremony where elemental spirits have been invoked, especially not in the closing. The laman, that is the breastplate of the Hierophant, is partially explained in the portal ceremony in this manner. The Hierophant's Laman is a synthesis of Tefaleth, to which the Calvary cross of six squares, forming the cube opened out, is fitly referred. The two colors, red and green, the most active and the most passive, whose conjunction points out the practical application of the knowledge of equilibrium, are symbolic of the reconciliation of the celestial essences of fire and water. For the reconciling yellow unites with the blue in green, which is the complementary color to red, and with red and orange, which is the complementary color to blue. The small inner circle placed upon the cross alludes to the rose that is conjoined therewith in the symbolism of the rose and cross of our order. But in addition to this, it represents the blazing light of the fire of the sun, bringing into being the green vegetation of the otherwise barren earth, and also the power of self-sacrifice, requisite in one who would essay to initiate into the sacred mysteries. So as the scepter represents the authority and power of the light, the Laman affirms the qualifications necessary to him who wields it, and therefore is it suspended from a white collar to represent the purity of the white brilliance from Kether. Hence, it should always be worn by the Hierophant when he is active in the temple. The banner of the East is also partially explained in the portal ritual thus. The field of the banner of the East is white, the color of light and purity. As in the previous case, the Calvary cross of six squares is the number of six of Tefaleth, the yellow cross of solar gold, and the cubical stone bearing in its center the sacred Torah of life and having bound together upon it the form of the macrocosmic hexagram, the red triangle of fire, and the blue triangle of water, meaning the Ruach Elohim moving on the waters of creation. In addition to this, it affirms the mode of action employed by the divine light in its operation by the forces of nature. Upon it is the symbol of the macrocosm so colored as to affirm the action of the fire of spirit through the waters of creation under the harmony of the golden cross of the reconciler. Within the center of the hexagram is a Torah cross on white to represent its action as a triad, and the whole is placed on a white field representing the ocean of the Ein Sof Aur, the infinite light. The banner is suspended from a gold-colored bar by red cords, and the pole and base should be white. The base represents the purity of the foundation, the shaft, the purified will directed to the higher. The golden crossbar is that whereon the manifested law of perfection rests, the banner itself. The perfect law of the universe, the red cords and tassels, the divine self-renunciation, whose trials and sufferings form, as it were, the ornament of the completed work. The whole picture represents the ascent of the initiate unto perfect knowledge of the light. Therefore, in the address of the Hierus, the neophyte hears the words, "Even the banner of the East sinks in adoration before him," as though that symbol, great and potent though it be, were yet but an inferior presentment of the higher, fitted to our comprehension. Expounder of the mysteries is the name of the Hierophant. Let me repeat that. The Hierophant's real name is the expounder of the sacred mysteries. And in the Egyptian symbolism of the order, he is Osiris, a surest. Osiris in the underworld or netherworld.